Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, why fly to the British Isles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the moving up, she lush and bumpy speakers, 5,000 booming watts, bringing you the party right through your rider box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for lust on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Queens of Movement presents marriage. What's the big deal?
You know, a lot of us get caught up in the fact that maybe we feel like we're pressured into getting married, or maybe we feel like we're doing the right thing because maybe we got her pregnant, or, you know, I got pregnant by him, so I think we should go ahead and get married, man, you know. Or, you know, hey, he's more for stability, so I'm going to marry him for a certain reason. Hey, who knows why you get married? But does society play a big role on getting married? And if marriage is mandatory, you know what I'm saying, who says that? Is it written in some kind of law book or something? And are people forced into getting married? And are people getting married for the wrong reasons? That's the question for tonight on Street Queens The Movement. Make sure you log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. It's going down tonight. We're talking about marriage. Like, how serious is it, you know? Sometimes they say it's cheaper to keep her. Sometimes they say don't even get married at all because it costs more to get divorced. You know, the average people are getting married and divorced, like, so quickly, like it's nothing. So that's the question today. Like, you know, what's really going on with, you know, people, you know, in the United States of America? The average people that get married get divorced the next day. So we want you to call in at 347-826-7722 at Street Queens The Movement. Don't forget, call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, go to a quick commercial right now, and then we'll be coming back, and we're going to be talking about marriage. What's the big deal?
Having a party? Meet a DJ?
Meet a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. But when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, we're live with Street Queens, the movement, a women's empowerment group, and we always call in each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock with these wonderful female bosses, and we're always talking about real issues that affect us, you know, in our everyday lives and, you know what I'm saying, different issues in the community and all over the world. Today we're talking about basically marriage. What's the big deal? For real. Like, does society play a big role on people getting married? And is marriage, you know, mandatory? And if it is, who said that? Did they write it in a book or anything? And then are people getting forced into marriage? You know, I mean, maybe we got her pregnant, or, you know, I got pregnant by him, maybe we should get married. Or, you know what I'm saying, oh, I need to do the right thing. Or basically, you know, he's worth a lot of money, you know what I'm saying, let me get married, you know. You know, are we getting married for the wrong reasons? That's the question, man. And we're going to go ahead and bring our wonderful street queen, Felicia Sabri, live on the show. What's up, Felicia?
What's going on to the world? It's your girl, Felicia Sabri. You know, when it comes to marriage, Oh man, it's tough right now in society, especially in the urban community. But I feel like today, like, first of all, there's not enough of it in the urban community. But if you're going to get married, you know, get married for the right reasons. Get married because you want to be committed. Get married because you're in love and you want to start a family and a foundation. And it's a spiritual, you know, union between the two before God. But, I mean, I feel like a lot of people make a mockery out of marriage. I don't know, man. It's crazy. I can't wait to hear what the callers have to say about marriage. I mean, the divorce rate is like 50, isn't it like 50%, the divorce rate?
Yeah, I think it's like,
but then 50%. Like, when it comes to us sisters, I mean, I don't know the exact statistic when it comes to us being married, but I know that a lot of us are not married and will probably never be married in our lifetime. But then again, I think it's all about your standards and the type of guy that you want to date, because I know there's tons of good guys in the world. There is. But, you know, the good girl always wants the bad guy.
But Felicia, do you feel like society basically, like, you know, plays a role on why people get married? Do they think that they have to?
Of course. Like, I feel like it's America, and what do they say? You know, go to school, go to college, get married, white picket fence, family. Like, it's the thing to do in life. And, you know, back in the day, it was about prearranged marriages, like, you know, giving your daughter off to so-and-so's son and making them get married. I mean, society has a lot to do with it. I mean, I guess, I don't know, I don't want to say that it's wrong, because I think marriage is a beautiful thing, and it takes two. I mean, I believe that it takes two to raise a child, even though a child will be okay if they're in a one-parent home. But, I mean, if they're brought up in a two-parent home in marriage, I think the child can learn great lessons, you know, as long as the parents are straight. But society has a big deal about it. Like, it's like this big thing. When these celebrities get married, it's like they made it. They got married. Like, that's it. That's the end of the road. They've accomplished everything. They finally, like, you got married. You've accomplished everything. And I don't know.
No, that's real talk right there. But, you know, don't you feel that two people can still raise a child? Are two people able to raise a child without being in wedlock?
Of course they can. Two people can raise a child without being in a relationship. Two people can raise a child being in a relationship. It just all depends on the individuals at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And their values when it comes to raising a child. But a lot, you know, society always has opinions about that. Oh, they're not married. She got a kid from him. Like, let's take Lauren London, for instance, who's Lil Wayne's third baby mother. Like, you know, all the blogs have something to say about that situation, but they very well can be parents together. You know what I mean? They're not married because, you know, oh, well, like, the divorce rate is so high. Sometimes I just feel like, is it even worth it? It's, you know, it's a piece of paper. It's a constitution. Like, you know, what about just being there for your child or being in a committed relationship without the papers and the quote unquote marriage? But society has a big role in that. But two people can definitely raise a kid.
That's real talk. If you're just joining us in, the topic today is marriage. What's the big deal? Does society play a role on why people get married? Is marriage mandatory? And if it is, who says so? And then, you know, are people getting forced into marriage? And, you know, are people getting married basically for the wrong reasons? Call it from the 678, you know what I'm saying, Ronald Porter. What's up with you, player?
See, I ain't never gonna get married.
What?
Yeah, you know, I'm just calling in right now, saying what's up. This your boy O, Alalu, Tweet. But yeah, marriage,
oh,
you know, you got to be.
This is a Ronald, this is O? Who is this?
This Alalu Tweet.
Oh, okay.
I think you're on speaker. It's kind of a little mumbled.
You're on speaker. It sounds kind of muffled or something, sweetie.
All right, let me call you back then. Let me call back.
Okay.
All righty then. Shout out to you.
Hold on, I'm on my radio show right now.
Lesh, are you talking to outside callers?
Yeah.
We're on the air. Back to the subject. Marriage is society.
Marriage is society, but like, no, I thought that was Ronald Porter, because he had the same area code, so he kind of threw me off. But well, my thing is, you know, I've been married before, been divorced and everything, and I feel it comes off from family values and everything. It's almost like, you know, if you don't get married, you have a child out of wedlock, it's like you're shunned upon and stuff. But in this day and age, it's like so many people are, you know, having kids with wedlock. And then besides that, people are getting married and getting divorced the next day. So, like, what is the big deal about marriage? You know what I'm saying? I think society does play a big role on it. What do you think, caller? Caller from the 770. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace.
Yeah. See, I don't think I'm going to get married for a long time because y'all women be thinking that we don't know what y'all up to, cheating and stuff. That's why marriages be getting broken down. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, you got to be really in love to be married. Like, marriage is really something that, you know, you got to be committed to, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a boyfriend and girlfriend thing.
Yeah, it's about a commitment, but, like, getting married, like, okay, you got to, yes, obviously, definitely be in love, have the feeling, you're in love, you want to be married, you want to make a commitment. It's a choice, and it's a feeling. You know what I'm saying? If you got both, you guys want to make that choice and got the feeling, then I think that when you take those vows, you know, you're not just getting up there at the altar, especially if you get married in a church, taking those vows, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get children in the marriage or whatever, and y'all just don't want to work it out because you're bored with each other, or maybe you may have some minor problems. But if y'all being faithful, like, people should really work it out. Like, there's counseling, there's all type of things, like, you know, and looks fade, you get older. Like, if y'all got the communication and y'all want to get married, I say go for it. I think it's a beautiful thing to have a partner for life and to say, this is my husband, this is my wife, and y'all are committed to each other. But the people are just getting married just because of the word marriage and, you know, just what society says. Oh, you get married, like, as if you've made it. Like, when you tell your coworkers and you tell them, I'm getting married, and kind of, you know, they'll look at you different, like, oh, wow, like, you made it. Like, you walked into the gates of heaven. But it's just like, no, like, it's serious. It's a commitment. It's longevity. It's for life. If people don't understand what marriage is, then don't get married, because once you get married, you're not supposed to get divorced. You took vows under oath that you were going to ride out death till death do us part, sickness or in health. And that means beauty. Once your beauty is gone, ugly. Yeah, whatever. They say when you get married, the sex stops. You know what I mean? Okay, you get older. Like, you know, that it does get played out probably. You know, it's so much. People don't understand the magnitude of marriage. Like, they don't understand.
Felicia, you said people are not supposed to get divorced, but they get divorced like every single day. The first day they get married, the next day they get divorced. And we got a caller from the 2201 from the Jersey area code. We're talking about marriage. What's the big deal? Like, what's the reason why people get married? And you're live on Street Queens, the movement with the Street Queens, your girl Felicia Sabree and Lushy Lush live on the line.
That's
what's up?
Right.
How you feel about that? Yo, what's going on? This is Majani Q from Jersey. Yo, marriage is a commitment thing, you know. If you're with somebody, you feel like you want to get married, do it. You think you're going to get married for the sex, for the status of it, you get married for the wrong reasons, you know what I'm saying? Marriage is that commitment to God that you want to be with this person for the rest of your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was married. I'm divorced now. I got divorced because she creeped out on the marriage, you know. So, I mean, I ain't mad at her. I mean, it could have been done a better way, I feel. But, I mean, I don't have nothing against marriage. As a matter of fact, I want to get married again one day.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, infidelity, definitely. If the man is going to be cheating or if the woman is going to be cheating, that calls for a divorce. So be it. Like, let that person have their karma. Go off and get married again. You know what I mean? Like, and be faithful in the marriage. But
I got a question.
But even at infidelity, people still work it out and stay married. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just all depends if y'all want to stay married or not.
That's what I wanted to ask, right? Because, I mean, you got people that's been married for like 30 years, so they had to have gone through some infidelity situations, and they might have forgave the person, you know what I'm saying? So, like, so these people managed to stay married for like 30 years. If they might have had the infidelity one time, I mean, if you really were in love with that person, were you willing to work that out? I mean, I can understand if it was multiple times, but the first time, you know what I'm saying?
See, my situation is different, because, see, yeah, I have my suspicions and everything, but the day that I came home and found my man on the downstroke, yeah, that was it for me, you know. And he took off like a bat out of hell, you know. And I'm like, that's the kind of dude you want to be with? Someone's going to leave you standing there holding a gun? And she tried to explain. There was no explanation of that at that time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, it's done and over with. You poisoned. You tainted. I don't want you.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing about people got to realize that relationships get old. You'll be on cloud nine for, maybe you might be on cloud nine for 2-3 years or whatever, but eventually you come down and it's just somebody to come home to, somebody that knows you inside and out. But it's not everything that glitters is not gold. Relationships are hard work. If you're going to get married, don't be, and I don't understand people who've been married 30, 40 years and get divorced. Like, I don't understand that because.
Yeah, but see, like, I got married when I was, like, what, 18 years old? I'm 42 now. I would have still been married. God knows how long, you know, what could have happened. I mean, yeah, we got four kids out of it. I love my kids to death. And I didn't, you know, I ain't had my first until I was, like, 25 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make sure we had ourselves together before we brought any children in the world.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring this caller in real quick and ask them how they feel about the situation. Are you married, caller from the 770 ATL in the building? What's cracking, man? We're talking about marriage. What's the big deal? Society plays a role in it. Do people get married for the wrong reasons? Do they feel forced? How you feel about that?
No.
Yeah, I'm married. I've been married for almost 9.
0-2? Oh, no, that's Ronald Porter. I know. I see you over there, O.
Oh, okay. I was like, hey, I'm not married. I'm a business owner. I got to get married first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to Ronald. That's Ronald. How you feel about that, man? Because I know you married, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've been married for almost 9 years. I mean, I think, like, most of the time people get into it, they don't really know, you know, what it is. It's like a learning process, too. You know, like, as you go through it, it's like it's constant adjustments. Like, you got to be able to know that there's going to be some things about that person that you're not going to like. It's going to be some things about you that they don't like. You know, it's just like, I think one of the biggest things that people get caught up in is that they think that always the grass is greener on the other side. So a lot of people go and make decisions based on thinking that it's going to be better, you know, whether it's if you cheating, you know, sexually, if you decide that you don't want to be in a marriage and you move on to something else. Like, a lot of people go and think that it's going to be better for them somewhere else. And a lot of times the problem's not really with the other person. The problem is with you. You know, I think that the question was like, does society force marriage? I think, I can't say marriage, but I think society forces relationships. Like, I don't think, like, American culture really puts a premium on people developing their selves first. Like, you have people, even as a kid, like, you're growing up, you got little kids in elementary school saying they got a girlfriend or a boyfriend or something, you know, before they even know anything about themselves. So I think, like, the relationship thing is something that they push real strong on people coming up. And, like, everybody thinks that that's what it's about instead of trying to, you know, build up their self first and get to know what they want, what they need, and, you know, bettering themselves. So you got people getting in relationships. Like, you got two incomplete people, you know, getting in a relationship thinking that, you know, they're going to be able to have, like, a complete marriage or a complete relationship. And I don't think it's possible. The other thing is, you got a lot of people, if it's religious people, they getting married for sex, you know, straight up. That's the only reason that they get married, so they could be able to have sex without, you know, feeling like they're committing sin. But, I mean, it's not a good enough, you know, reason to do it, and I think that people don't realize, like, I mean, it's a serious, like, when they say lifetime commitment, it's a serious lifetime commitment. It's a it's a working process. You know, you always got to be working and looking at, it's a really big, you know, a big picture when you get married. It's not just that TV, you know, they put stuff on TV and people think that their marriage is going to be like TV. It ain't going to always be, you know, smiling faces and happy time with happy music playing in the background. I mean, it's something that you really got to work at. You got to really want it.
Let me ask y'all this quick question. You see Cleo from the Kardashians, right? She about
Khloe.
To get married. She only knows Khloe. You know, she's about to get married to this cat. I know Felicia knows his name, but she only known him.
They got married.
They ain't only known each other for a couple of days. You know, spend all this crazy money. How long you think that's gonna last in the average American wedding?
It's gonna fail. You know why? Because when you start off at the top, where else do you have to go but down? You don't start off like that. That's the number one reason right there. If you start off like that, people rushing things, you have nowhere to go but come right back down to the ground from that cloud. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get to that point.
I don't know. I'm trying to get a girl right now that is don't want to stick with me. Like, I mean, my business is like going good, but you know, I'm not trying. Because the girls I've been talking to, they're like, they're money type. I don't know. And those are the types that don't last that long with me. So
no, I'd say friendship, because you know what, like I agree with the other gentleman was saying. You know, first of all, you know, there's no perfect person. So don't put in your head, first of all, that, okay, I want them long hair, thick red bone. Like, don't even do that. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, don't set a vision, because there's no perfect woman. You might get that physical thing, but then she might get on your nerves in so many different ways. Like, there's no perfect woman and there's no perfect man. And everybody has flaws and everybody needs to evaluate and grow. And recognizing that you have a problem is solving half the problem. Then you work on yourself. You get to know yourself. You be friends. You get to know somebody, and then you might want to take it to the next level. And I feel like, you know, people that start off in one-night stands or they met for a week, now they're having sex. Like, once you have sex, you already took it to another level, whether there's a commitment or not. You already took it to another level before even to get to know each other. It just doesn't work out. But then, you know, there's stories, oh, I met my husband and we got married and people are happily married. Yeah, it happens. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I would say people just really be realistic and logical, like, when it comes to relationships and know yourself, seriously. I've been single for 2 years. Like, I'm just like, I don't even know. I'm just like taking my time, and I'm a very attractive woman. Guys try to get with me all the time, and I'm just like, no. Like, I got a whole new game when it comes to this. Like, and I'm working on myself, and I just want to be friends. Like, nothing physical at all. I just want to be friends to see if we can get along and communicate, because communication, I feel like, is the number one factor in a marriage. You know.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think the thing that's the problem is people need to have self-love when it comes to people. Some people are trying to get married because they're trying to fill that void, and they feel there's the emptiness that they feel that they need to supplement through having another human being, and which is not always true, because the point of it is that they're not, like Ronald just stated earlier, that they're not content with their selves, so therefore they want to find something to supplement that incompleteness by getting married. But therefore they're bringing their emotional baggage from their past or their past pain from past relationships into a marriage. And a lot of people think that you get married for 1 year, or you know somebody for a year or 2 or 3 years, that you know them. No, you don't. Hey, people been married for 30, 40 years and come to find out they want to be gay. You know, come on now.
Yo, can I say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, marriage isn't like what you see on TV, like the Huxtables or Raymond and Charge and stuff like that. It's not like that. Marriage is what you put into it. If you put everything on the table, you're going to get everything that you put into it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Marriage is not a joke. Marriage is a lifetime commitment. Look, my grandparents, they was married for almost 60 years. 60 years. Loving each other to the day they both died. You know, that's what I want. I want someone who knows me inside out, upside down, all the way around. You know, someone who knows what I'm thinking before I think it. Someone who knows what I'm going to say before I say it. And the same with me. you know? Someone who knows my ins and my outs, someone who knows when I'm upset before I can even say that I'm upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking to come home and like, okay, what's for dinner? Is my dinner ready? No, because I could cook. You know, I could cook myself. I don't look for my wife, soulmate, to be my personal chef,
mm-hmm.
my personal maid. No, I don't need that. I could do all that on my own. If I could do it myself, if you don't feel like doing it, I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm looking for. You know, mm-hmm. my boys always say, yo, you's a sucker for love. Okay, I'll be that sucker for love.
Mm-hmm.
But while you still running the streets trying to find something to get into, I've got something I could go home to.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know.
But what y'all talking about, the love situation, so when the love, so-called love, runs out, is there, besides the sex and all that, and the love, if all of that runs out, what keeps you staying in the marriage? What is that substance that keeps you there? I want
There's
to
no substance no more. That marriage has failed.
Like I said, I was married. My ex-wife creeped out on me. Don't get me wrong. I still love her. I still love her, but I don't have the same type of love I had for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I love her for one. She's the mother of my kids. You know, that's first and foremost, because she's a good-ass mother. You know, when we got our divorce, I like, look, you can have the house. You can have the car. She's like, why are you giving all that up without fighting for it? I like, because, one, my kids going to need a roof to live have the, over their head. Two, they're going to
mm-hmm.
need you to have transportation to take them wherever they need to go. And I pay child support, not through the state. I pay child support straight out of my own pocket. And if they need something, I got them. My oldest son getting ready to go to college. He said, Dad, I'm going to need $5,000 to go to school. I'm like, no problem. 2 weeks later, he had that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. But I was trying to ask Ronald, since the fact that he's still in a consistent marriage, what is the key, Ronald, in order for somebody to stay married? You've been married for a long period of time. Well, what's the key?
I think with me and my wife is like, we got like it's love, but like not like people try to like, I think people try to categorize everything. You know, like everybody think that like you love somebody, so like when you come home, you know, that person's supposed to be there. You know, everybody got this TV image, like your wife's supposed to be passing the door with a robe on and some heels on, and you know, that the husband's supposed to do this and do that. Like, it's not like that. Like, the love that we had wasn't like, oh, we're in love, we're not in love anymore, and so everything is over. It's not like that. It's like I say, it's peaks and valleys, and you got to know that it's going to be like that. But you know that you love that person, you know, so much. You feel like that person is a person that God gave you. I think if you feel that way, then, you know, it kind of, like, it goes over everything else. Plus, the other thing, like, with me and my wife, I think we had like a kind of like a mental connection, you know, first before, you know, anything else. Like we really connected mentally. So, like, you respect the other person's mind and stuff at the same time. I think, like, people get married, I think it's two things that people got messed up. It's one thing is if people really look at the outside of a person. Like, I think, like, that's something I was having this discussion with my wife earlier. It's like, you see, like, people that's, like, true blue Orthodox Islamic women. You got to think, like, when that dude goes and gets to know that woman, like, he don't even know what she looked like at all.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
So he had to really, like, respect her mind and get to know the person that she is. And, like, you know, old people used to say, like, somebody is beautiful on the inside. Like, you really got to look for beauty in the inside. But, like, American culture teaches us to look for beauty on the outside, and then they present us with the ideal of what beauty is. You know, like, if you're a woman, then the culture presents, you know, Denzel Washington or whoever that they want to put in your sights. It's like, that's a beautiful person. But so every woman is like, oh, I'm looking for Denzel Washington or whoever the hot actor or basketball player is. And every dude is looking for Halle Berry or Beyonce or whoever. But, like, you don't know anything about that person. You know what I'm saying? You're just looking for something on the outside. And it was something, you know, way deeper than that that you might have passed by somebody because they didn't look, you know, a certain way. It's just like a lot of, I think, like...
It's superficial. It's a lot of superficial stuff going on.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I think everybody, like, even though people say that they're not looking for that, like, that's the way that everybody's built. Everybody's built, you know, to look for that. And then it's like this false sense of happiness that everybody's looking for. Everybody's looking for this, like I say, like it's on some Hollywood set or something, like your real life. Like at some point in time, I'm not saying that you become satisfied, but you got to like be appreciative of your situation. Like you might be in a struggle. You might not have all the money. You might not have the house you want to live in. You might not be riding a car you want to drive. But, you know, you have to learn to appreciate the simple parts of it. You got to be able to appreciate that other person. You got to be able to appreciate your kids, whatever God has given you. Like, I think that's what it is that people don't appreciate what they have, so they're always looking for something else. Like, yeah, like sex and stuff, I don't know how people look at it. Sex is important or whatever, but it's not like as big as I think what people, you know, make it up to be. You might have had sex with somebody 20 years ago. You don't remember, you know, what that was. Right now, and it is not that important.
What if the person got diabetes? What if your man had diabetes and he can't get himself up? You know what I'm saying? What if he developed diabetes, or maybe she do? Or she, God forbid, get cancer, and she can't do nothing. What you going to do then? You going to leave her?
Yeah, nah, you got to open up your mind and open up your heart. Like, we got to step our game up to another level than just this basic level that we exist on right now. Like, we got to dig deeper. We got to find, like deeper aspects of life. I think, like, that's what the main problem is. And people go into it with the idea of a Hollywood marriage. Like, you were talking about those people got married. They're not thinking, like, they're going to be together for life. That's just some publicity shit. If it work, it work. If it don't, it don't. But that's what regular people go into life. I mean, go into marriage. Like, you know, I'm getting married. I dig this person this week. But, you know, if it don't work, you know, next week I can end it. That's the way that people look at it, but it shouldn't be like that. Like, gotta be deeper.
Well, you know, in Hollywood, they pass each other around like, you know what I'm saying, they're rags anyway. So, I mean, you never find nothing, you know, straight commitment over there. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You got Nigerian background in you, right?
Yeah.
Oh. So, like, you know, with having, and I'm Nigerian, having that, those values of being Nigerian and all that, right, do you feel like it's a lot of pressure in, you know, in the African culture for a young man to get married? Are the parents, you know, like, when you going to give me a grandson or a granddaughter, when you going to get married and stuff like that? Do you feel like it's a lot of pressure when it comes to certain cultures?
I mean, for me, it was, I don't know, they always say, don't do nothing unless you finish school and all that, so, I don't know. Like, they don't, I mean, some parents be like, yeah, when you gonna give me this, when you gonna give me that, but I don't know, not from my parents, I don't know, never talked to me like that, but I don't know, it's like, you're born a winner into this world, so don't let people make you, like, feel like a loser.
See. I'm sorry to interrupt you, brother. I mean, I'm half black and half Dominican, right? And I mean, I never got that pressure from my parents. When am I going to have a grandchild? When are you going to make me a grandchild? No, I never got that type of pressure from them. You know, they wanted me and my wife to succeed before we got our family started. And once we got to that level where me and her felt comfortable at, where we felt okay, now is the time to afford a child. That's when we start trying to make her have a child. And once they start coming, they start coming. Like I say, my first three, they were like doorsteps, 17, 16, and 15. And my youngest is 10, you know. And unfortunately, when I got divorced, she was pregnant at the time with my 10-year-old. And I didn't know she was pregnant at the time, you know, but I love them just the same. That's my seed. That's my child. You know, they'll call me, Dad, I'm just calling to see what's going on. I just want to talk to you for a little while. All right? So, I mean, never had that pressure. I'm always be there for my kids no matter what. I mean, they didn't ask to come here. I'm not gonna deny them anything they want.
But see, that's in your culture, and I know some people that are like in Hispanic or even European pressure their children to you know, you need to get married, you need to have, you know, had to have a wife and stuff like that. And like most of like the majority of Nigerians and majority of Africans are all Muslim. And in that culture, you know, you either have a prearranged marriage and you don't even know who you're getting married to. You have to end up developing and trying to figure out who this person is that you're arranged to get married to. And even in India, which I know they give them a lot of pressure, and Pakistan, when it comes to you know getting married and stuff. So sometimes in different situations with culture, it's a lot of pressure on you.
You know what I'm saying?
In the Muslim culture, you know, certain like, or even the chiefs that they call back home in Nigeria, some of them have, you know, 40 or so wives. You know, my grandmother, you know, was one of the youngest wives from my one of my grandfather. So I mean, back there, they could have several wives if they wanted to. So, you know, I've seen, I don't know if you guys seen this show called, I think it's Big World or something, or Big Family or something. And it's a Caucasian man who's married to, like, I think three women, and they all live in the same house. You know, with in America, we call that bigotry, but, you know, that's against the law. But I think in some regions, people actually practice that, you know, getting married to, you know, several people or whatever. But, I mean, what's the big deal? Do we have to have a functional life, you know? We're not able to have a functional life if we don't get married. I mean, if you find a partner that you want to settle down with and you decide you don't want to get married with them, but you guys are okay with settling down, is that okay, or is that a sin? Is that wrong to live with somebody?
I think it's more easy to walk out of a situation when there's not a marriage. Like, because marriage is not easy, like, you know, what the married gentleman was saying about, you know, it not being what it is on TV. And a person might get so fed up with a person, and you've been with them for, like, 5-6 years living with them, and then just leave. But if you're actually married and you made that commitment, you're not just walking out that door. You might evaluate it.
That's when common law fall in. You know, you don't have to be married by a priest, a reverend, a judge, or whoever. A match, you know, if you're living with someone for that amount of time, it becomes common law marriage. And and if they do decide to break up, they, you know, law look at it, okay, you've been, y'all may not be married by law, but y'all been living together by X amount of years, y'all common law marriage. And, you know, so therefore, I mean, if you're going to be living with someone that long, why don't you just go ahead and do the right thing, you know? Give that person your name. You know, she already knows you, your ins and outs, your ups and downs. You know, y'all been together.
Probably got your kids. That's what I don't understand.
Exactly. See,
I don't understand that.
I got a friend now. He been engaged almost 7 years to this one girl.
But they're making it seem like you have to, like, get married by a pastor or a judge or whatever, like, to make it like you're married.
Nope, you can just go get certified. You don't even got to do all that.
Oh, certified now?
Certified, get a marriage certificate, and be married.
No, you don't got to go through the procedures of having a wedding.
A wedding and all of that.
No. You don't got to do that. All you got to do is just get it put down in paper, Hall of Records, whatever. City Hall, you know. Because, I mean, before a person get a marriage license, you got to go down there and apply for it. And when you apply for it, they're going to ask you, have you been married before?
Yeah. And I think some places, they even ask you to do a blood test. I don't know if
they don't ask for blood tests no more.
I'm old then.
But what about, I know this is kind of off the subject, but what about all the children being born out of wedlock? Like, I don't, I don't know. I just feel like this, a child is just missing, like, so many values by not being chosen to come into this world and was made out of off of a drunken night or a creep or this, that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's fair for the children being born out of a non-commitment. You know what I mean? But it's off the subject. But.
It's funny that you
that's why I kind of feel the people that actually get married when they because they made a baby and they're like, you know what, we got to do the right thing. Let's commit to each other because we need to commit to this child right now. Like, I ain't not going to knock anybody that runs off and gets married.
It's funny that you say that because I have a friend right now. She's pregnant. She's pregnant. She was seeing this guy the beginning of the summer. She just found out, as a matter of fact, last Friday that she's pregnant. And it looks like she's going through a whole whirlwind of problems now. She don't know if she could keep it. She don't know if she loves this guy. I like, look, the decision is up to you. I can't tell you what to do, how to do it. You know, whatever you decide to do, I'm going to be your friend no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you keep it, I'm going to be your boy. I'm going to still be Q. If you, you decide to abort it, I'm going to still be that same person. I'm going to still be Q. You know, but I can't tell you what to do. I mean, you say I use protection. Okay, somewhere along the line, protection didn't work if you end up being pregnant. You know, and I'm like, she's like stressed. I mean, stressed out. When I mean stressed out, she's beyond stressed. I mean,
it's a tough decision. It's a tough decision to have a baby out of wedlock, especially not in a relationship on top of that.
But the thing is, she is in a relationship. But dude, once she told dude that she was pregnant, she haven't heard. She only heard from him twice. We were seeing each other like every day. You know, I like yo.
Yeah, he's not trying. So were they in a relationship then? That if she met him this summer, was that really his girlfriend? Like, come on now, you don't do that.
That never was a relationship though. That never was a relationship.
That was a relationship. How you have a girlfriend and you just don't speak to her when she gets pregnant?
And I told her before she even met dude. You know, I like look. You know how you are. You know, I know how you are. He get on your nerves. You're gonna get bored with him. You're gonna get aggravated. You're gonna get pissed off with him. And you're gonna be ready.
And the next nigga. And the next nigga. Like
next nigga, you know, she's pregnant.
There's no perfect man.
You know, and that's what I think she's looking for.
You know what?
And that's what she's looking for. I think she's looking for.
Hold that thought, Q, because we're going
to
go to a
quick commercial. A lot of people are looking for something that just doesn't exist.
We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back. Hold that thought. We'll be right back on Street Queens The Movement. We're talking about marriage, man. What the hell is really going on? Why are we getting married? Are we getting married for the wrong reasons? We're going to a quick commercial, and we'll be back on Street Queens The Movement.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. I like your girl, man. Peace.
up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace Em Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renesee.
This your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TrippaPlatinumUnderground.com. Chillin' with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holler. One.
And we're back with Street Queens, the movement, and we're talking about marriage. Like, you know, why do we get married? What is the big deal? Does society play a role? Are we forced to get married? What's really going on? And basically, does society or does, you know, the world, you know, basically prompt us on how to actually pick a good mate when it comes to marriage anyway? Are we picking the wrong people? What's really going on? Why aren't the marriage stable?
Some people get married.
And we're back with the callers again. Was that you, O?
Yeah, that was
jump in the show, and I'm going to call you back when I get out of here.
No, I was going to say that some people, like, get forced to be married, like, at a very young age. I don't know, like, some cultures, like, like, their name, polygamy or whatever they did. It was on the news and stuff. They had children getting married to older people and getting and bearing babies for them and stuff. I was like, what the hell?
No, it's not. Hey, you need to stop talking with that soft voice and talk up and stop playing with us. Oh, man.
Oh, no, man. I say, people, get married to your best friend. Like, if you're talking to a shorty all the time, you have great conversation, y'all build a great friendship, marry her. If you want children. And you want a stable home. Like, as far as people marrying for money, because, you know, a lot of women do that, and a lot of people, Caucasian people, like, you know, they may come from wealthy, so they automatically, like, they have to marry somebody who's wealthy. But I don't agree with, like, being with anybody for money. But stability, yes. I mean, you can make $30,000 a year or $100,000 a year. It doesn't matter if, you know, personally for me, if I love you, but... You know, some people marry for money, and I think that's wrong because usually the marriage doesn't work out. That person might lose their job. Then what? You're not reaping the benefits no more. Now the wife just wants to get divorced and go on to somebody else with money.
But what's wrong? What's wrong in getting marrying well instead of being marrying for the money? Because
there's nothing wrong with that. Foundation and stability is good for marriage. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't just do it because that's all he has to offer, and you're not in love with him.
Because love don't put food on a table. Ron, how do you feel about that? What's the difference between marrying well versus marrying for the money? Ronald, you there?
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
I said, what's the difference from marrying well versus marrying for the money?
Like, people get married for money. I think that's like a bad concept because I think that's something that's kind of like taught to women. Like I had somebody tell me that I think like women get in this situation with dudes about money thinking it's like it's going to benefit them. You know, like the dude is like he got stability and all of this stuff. And it's not necessarily that he's got stability or even that he's going to allow them to have stability. He might just be using that as a tool, you know, of manipulation. Like if I drive a Benz and I live in a certain kind of house and I spend money like this and that, then I know that women are going to, you know, flock to me because they perceive me to be a certain way. I may not be anything what they perceive me to be. It's like I was saying earlier, it's like that people have this thing in their mind of what this person looks like. Like,
exactly.
There's none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't base your life upon, like they say, never judge a book by its cover. Like, I could be riding around in a Benz, and I could be renting a big house and everything like that, but I might not be able to make the payment on the Benz or the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I could get with you, take you to this spot. I can buy all kind of champagne and all kind of expensive food, and next month I could be homeless and I have nothing to drive, nothing else, and I could trick you into marrying me. And then after that month is over, you don't know what you got.
Now
you know what I'm saying?
Colors come out.
Yeah, I mean,
I got a good one for you. 2 months ago, I had two cars. I had a little VW Volkswagen punch buggy, and I have a BMW drop top. I have both of those cars. When I always meet somebody and I go out with them, I always pick them up in that VW, see how they react, that Volkswagen and everything. Then I go back a couple, you know, maybe go out on another date with them. I pick them up in this BMW. They're like, what car is this?
I wouldn't even pick them up in the BMW yet. I'll just let that VW ride in and see if she'll stick around.
But no, when I pick them up in that VW, that Volkswagen, it's like, okay, this is you. This is what you choose to ride in. Okay, but when they see that BMW convertible pull up, they're like, that BMW, they're like, whoa, he been holding back. Brother got loot. No, it's not that I got loot. It's just that I know how to spend my money. And this is one, you know. Because trust me, I'm not going to drive a BMW to work and everything. That BMW is my pleasure car. That pleasure car is not going to come with me to my job to work in a warehouse and everything. You know?
See, like, go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
No, go ahead. You can go ahead.
I just think that, like, people got to get away from, like, all of the stuff, like, all the materialistic, like, shit. Like, you got to be able to, like, totally separate yourself from that shit. Like, that's not just a problem in relationships and shit. That's just a problem in life. Like, we got to get back to, like, to the, you know, the simplistic views of shit and enjoy the, like, the really, you know, simple shit. Like, that's, I think, like, people let that whole little, you know, that Babylon system, that monetary thing, everything, like, control decisions that you make. Like, you allow that stuff to make decisions for you, not off of what your heart feel or not what's best for you. Like you were saying about marriage, the thing I think people got to understand is, like when we were created, it's kind of like a given that not everybody's going to end up being married or even being in a relationship. It's like it's kind of like a given that some people are going to be single. I think, like, people put too much focus, like, especially now, because I think, like, in the black community, it's just a fact that it's more women than it is men. You know, that's just the way it is. So you got some women that the whole basis of their life is, I got to find a husband. I got to find a man. Like, you see it all the time. You hear it all the time. Instead of, like, focusing on... It's like it's a big world. It's a lot of stuff going on in the world day to day that we need to be working on. But if you spend your whole time saying, "Yeah, I gotta get a man," so you concentrate on everything about yourself. Like you gotta go get the freshest hair, dude. You gotta have on certain clothes. Women go and buy, you know, shit that men don't even trip off of. Like what man that's a real man is gonna care what kind of purse that you carry? Or he's going to care what kind of shoes. What kind of shoes you have on. It's like, I know women that's 300 pounds to the average person looking at them, they're unattractive. But that woman is married.
They're married.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is like, if you ever notice, it's beautiful women, and they can be beautiful inside and out, and they can be married. But their husband is still cheat on them because men don't care about that. It's men that leave, you know, the most beautiful woman, they'll cheat with a dope fiend, you know what I'm saying? Because that doesn't matter. It's beyond that. Like, people got to, like, open up their minds and start seeing deeper. Like, all of this stuff is a facade that we deal with on a day-to-day basis.
That's
like, we got to get back.
You got to bring peace in your own life. Like,
yeah.
You have to.
Get back
like,
to the basics.
Get back to the basics. Like, even if it's, you know what I'm saying, I go to work, I come home, I pour me a glass of wine, make dinner. I'm peaceful, I'm enjoying my day. Like, just something as little as that. It's not about having a man or anything like that. But I'll tell you one thing. There's plenty of men in the world, and there's plenty of women in the world. So all that, you know, black community, maybe in your little community, branch out, get yourself together, travel, move. I'm from Massachusetts. I just moved to Virginia 2 months ago. You know what I mean? And I see a big change, like what I used to see. I'm used to seeing the same people every day. Now I don't see the same people every day. maybe I will get a man. You know what I mean? Because I'm somewhere else now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, get yourself together and don't think about, oh, what I need, what I need. Do what you got to do for you, and you just might end up meeting somebody. You know what I mean?
And if they don't be there, like, I think people make their biggest mistake, like, looking for something. Like, you never find anything good when you're looking for it. If it's something there for you, it'll come to you. Like, you might be walking somewhere, like you said, you doing your own thing. You in your own world, living your life. It might be a dude. That dude might see you and be like, damn, dude, that chick right there, man, she be in her own little world. She look like she got her shit together. You know, then he'll see you. But, like, I think most people go out looking, whether it's a dude or a lady, they go out looking, you know, looking for somebody. You going to the club or you going somewhere else, you see somebody, the first person you see, you hollering at them because you thinking, oh, that might be the one. Oh, that might be mine. It doesn't work like that. It's like everything happens, a time and a place for everything. Like, when that time and that place and everything is together, it comes together and it works out. But I think people force it too much.
Guys, question is, how if this is for the people that are so-called looking, what kind of advice, since, you know, Ronald, you're married, and you know, what kind of advice would you give somebody that's so stuck on, you know, trying to find that perfect mate? What advice would you give them? How do we look, or how do we know that the person is the right mate, since America basically has it all jumbled up because of stereotypes?
I think you just got to keep your eyes, your ears open. Like, you got to look and listen and see. Like, like, I know, like, you sometimes people get caught up, like, if it's a woman or if it's a man and they see somebody and they're like, man, that person is beautiful, or that person has everything that I ever wanted. At some point in time, you stop seeking to find out about that person. You start getting caught up in the facade of what you think they are. Or if it's sexual, you start getting caught up in the sex. Like you gotta totally alleviate all that shit out of your vision, out of what you hear. You gotta listen to what that person is really saying. Like, sometimes somebody will be telling you something and you're not listening to what they're saying. You're hearing what you want to hear. So they can be telling you all about them. Like, the motherfucker can be telling you, man, you know, it could be a woman and she's with a man, and the man could be down there telling her that he likes to cheat. That's what he likes to do, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you just got to really tune in and listen, and you got to wait. Like, it can't be a rush. It's like, it got to be something that happens gradually. Like, I think people, you know, rush into things, like regularly. Like, everybody's in a rush. Like, it's not like that. Like, your life is long. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in your 20s or your 30s or something like that, you can't predetermine how long you're going to live. But it's like, man, you got to look at it like, I got a lot of time to do whatever it is that I got to do. You know, you just got to, like, open yourself up and look at exactly what it is that you want to do, where you want to be. And I think, like, one of the things that, like, we all together got to do is we got to work on raising healthier people, having healthier relationships all the way around, with your family, with your kids, with your friends. And if we start promoting healthier relationships, then what starts happening is we start creating more positive people. Like, if we look at it right now, if we got women that are in their 20s and 30s, like, mostly all the women that I know that are in their 20s and 30s, like, they're single and they're all having the same story, all men are dogs and this and that, then that means that there's something wrong with the men that we're pushing out. Like, we're not pushing out men. We're pushing out boys. Like, they're male, but they're not men. So we got to start working on, you know, being able to create more men. And we got to be able to start showing people, like, families again. We got to get back to being families. And I think that's what we all have to work on, is becoming family, becoming united. Like, one of the issues is really missing is love. Like, we don't love ourselves. We don't love each other. We don't love nothing. Like, everybody want to fuck, and everybody want to, you know, do what's all this selfish stuff and make things work out for them, but nobody wants to love. Like, we got to get the love back.
But But my thing is like when we start getting into all of that, I feel like the media has such it has such a big role in it, because women expose themselves, and you know, every man wants to go for that, but a certain image of a girl. You know what I mean? And it's just like at the end of the day, you know, your wife may be banging or she may not be. You know what I mean? But it's just like you got to get away from the media and all of that. Like, and too many guys, too many males are so stuck on that. They're running crazy with their dicks out. Like, it's crazy. They just want to hump, and they're not thinking about the big picture of life and why we're actually here to procreate, you know, our children, our future, raising men. Like, nobody's thinking about raising the man. Like, everybody just wants to have sex, and then when the woman gets pregnant, like your friend, he want to act like it's not an issue. You're like your homegirl, like, you know what I mean? Like, that stuff has to stop.
They showed a commercial with this little girl. She was looking at a billboard with a model on it. I don't know if anybody else seen that, but they were talking about how they make the little girl think that this is the way to look. If you don't look like that you're not beautiful. So
exactly. The media plays a big role. And look at what comes on, like, top news, like Lamar Odom and Khloé's wedding and this, that, and the third. Like, I feel like I personally don't even watch TV. Like, I'll turn on hearing it. I don't watch TV. Like, I think TV is so bad, like, right now for the children. It's just, it's
Have
negativity. It's sexual. What was that?
Have you seen the Ralph Lauren models?
No.
Skinny, like what the hell is going on? They pop Tic Tacs for dinner or something? Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy, but the thing is that society's always going to have the problem. So really and truly, people just really need to just, you know, you got to live your life the way you want to, I guess. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, people are going to do what they're going to do.
But you know what? At the end of the day, people that are listening, people that are pursuing and want to get married and all that, number one, No, do not get married because you got a female pregnant. You understand what I'm saying? That you are not keeping a man because you're pregnant with that man's baby. Who knows if he starts playing that blame game, it ain't mine, it might be. Mind you done been messing with him for years, but it's somebody else. It's Johns and Jacob. Don't get married to somebody because of a baby. You're not going to keep the man, and the man is not going to stay with you. And man, do not get married with a woman because you got her pregnant. Why? Because you feel like you're doing the honest thing. No, because when you get married, you realize how really miserable you are, and you realize that you really did not like this person, but you got married to this person because you felt like you were doing the right thing, and your family said, oh, yeah, you know, you need to get married. No. The thing is, at the end of the day, it costs more to get divorced. You and that person need to grow up and act like grown adults and take care of that child. If you decide to have an abortion, that's on y'all. But if you do want to proceed to have this child, then you guys need to act grown up and take care, because it takes two to tangle. But you don't have to get married because of that. And two, the second thing, because of your culture, okay, at the end of the day, if you left your country and you're here in the United States, you're living your life. You need to live your life for yourself, not for your family, not for your friends. Oh, your family is getting married. People are getting married. We're not in the days of Romeo and Juliet when people were dying early at the age of 16 and 14, so they had to get married early. People are living a little bit longer nowadays, so you have time. There's no reason to rush. So you need to slow it down and chill out, all right? Because, and the other thing, for those gold diggers out there, at the end of the day, money doesn't buy you love at the end of the day. And you get married, and at the end of the day, you know, who knows what kind of predicament is. He might have had not put you on the wheel if that was what you was waiting for. Who knows? you need to wake up and make sure that you're getting into a situation, because at the end of the day, a marriage is a job. A marriage is a job at the same time, because both of you guys have to come to an honesty. You got to come to an agreement about what you guys. You guys took a vow from thick and thin to sickness and health to death do us part. And to some people, they literally kill you to the end. Who knows? But you know what? You know, so, you know, the whole marriage thing is a serious thing. So you guys need to stop playing around like it's a game. You know, Felicia, do you have some final thoughts on the whole marriage situation?
Do I have final thoughts? I think, I don't know, to each his own. Get married for the right reasons. Get married for love, honesty, communication. You want to, you're getting married because you want a family. You want a home life. You don't want an outside life. But I do feel that even though you're married, I still feel like people need to have their own lives external to the relationship, a career or hobbies, things like that. Still be who you are in a marriage. Don't ever change because you're married.
That's it.
Mhm.
Well, and oh, what you think?
It was this girl that she came to me with her problems, like with her relationship and stuff. So I took like an hour telling her, like questioning her and letting her know, like, I mean, do the right thing. Like, don't just, like, you gotta make sure that the person has love for you. So, like, don't just jump into wanting to get married and stuff. Because I know this girl, she's like 15 and she wants to get married. And then she starts telling me about how ex-girl keeps calling her boyfriend, talking about he should come get his stuff from her house. I'm like, okay, how long have they been
doing
that?
How old is she?
She's like 15, 16.
Where's her parents?
That's what I'm saying.
That just sounds like somebody who just brought up all emotionally messed up. Because you're not, I mean, getting married at 16, you don't know anything about life.
So I told her, just,
when the hell are they getting married at 16 at, man? What the hell?
I don't know.
The parents got to sign off on, because trust me, let my daughter tell me she's getting married, I'm going, oh.
Like, she don't know a damn thing. Like, you have to go through things before you can make a decision like that. God, wow.
I feel like, I even wrote it down. Like, because it was in a Yahoo chat. Actually, it's on my website right now. Like, y'all can read it if y'all want to. Like, if you go to my website, it's like in the joint talk area. It's titled Breaking Down Relationships. But it was just me and her talking. And I don't know, if you start reading it, you'll want to know. And you'll know more of what I'm talking about, but yeah.
Mhm.
That's crazy, man.
Mhm.
My 16-year-old say she married.
I pray for the
man.
Youth, man. I really, really do.
Where is this dude at? I could smack him right now.
It's not like it was when I was younger. You know, it's not.
Shine some light on us, old school brother. Why? How is it different? Because I feel like it's crazy right now.
Man, let me tell you. I mean, I ain't that old, but I'm old enough. First
yeah.
of all.
Yeah.
Like I said, my grandparents, they were married for 60 some odd years. Them two alone. All right. My grandfather never creeped out. He would go home. He'd go to work, come home. Go to work, come home. On a weekend, him and my grandmother going for walks in the park and stuff like that. That's what marriage is. That commitment. Marriage is straight commitment. No ifs, ands, buts about it. If you could commit to someone like that, if you could give your life up to be with someone like that, to share things, to talk about things, to do things with, then sit back and bask in the glory of seeing your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and then your great-great-grands. Come on.
That's
each
beautiful.
One of my uncles, my father, my aunts, still married to this day. To this day, I mean, from when before I was even conceived.
What's your final thought on marriage, man? To tell the people what's
don't
the final.
Do it,
thought?
I really
do
think
it
it's the media
in.
Got a hold of the youth, and I
That's
feel like the
it
future
is.
Is not going to be like generations of marriage and families. It's going to be generations of baby mothers and baby fathers. It's already like that right now.
You know, my final thought is, if you're going to do it for the right reasons. Don't do it because you think it's going to give you status in the community. It's going to make your parents happy. Do it because you're going to make yourself happy. Do it because you're going to make that person happy. That person's going to make you happy. You know, there's no ifs, ands, buts about marriage. Marriage is a real serious commitment to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure about it, don't do it. I suggest people, before you get married, go get marriage counseling.
Exactly.
That's real.
You know,
I definitely recommend that.
You know, marriage counselor, that could tell you if that person is the right person for you. That person who is ministering a marriage counselor, they can't tell you if that person is the right person for you. You know, you might find out some things about that person that, like,
they might ask you a question that you, you know, never thought of, and then you'd be like,
Yeah, you're like, wait,
wow, I didn't know, you know what I mean?
You know, you go to that marriage counselor, you find out your wife or your husband might have been using crack, and you're like, damn. You never told me no shit like that before. Wait a minute. You used to be a man.
Oh.
You never told me you used to be a man. What did you do that?
Yeah, I watched this video online. It was like, these ladies, the lady was like, she's not going to have sex until she get married. And then they got married. The guy got in the room. They all kissing on each other. The lady, she said she'll be right back. She's going to go use the restroom. So the guy gets up, and the lady, she peeing standing up. And the guy looks like, what the fuck?
That is awful.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, you find out some stuff, some serious stuff when you go to marriage counseling. You know, you're like, wait a minute. You got a dick? Oh, what was that motherfucker when I was hitting it? Oh, I had it. Well, why would you think I wanted to let you hit it from the back? Oh, you dirty dick motherfucker, you.
That's a Maury.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. What the?
That's a Maury embarrassed.
Wow. Okay. Hey, yo,
get married because you want a home life, not because you still want to be in the club and you still want to taste this, that, and their third. Get married because you want to settle down.
Yo, don't be getting married to catch it. You got a third leg, man, for real. Come on. But anyway, Ronald. What's your final thoughts on the marriage situation, man?
I think, you got to look, marriage is more than just wedding rings and the vows and all of that shit. Like, it's none of that, because, all of that stuff, me and my wife, we don't even wear wedding rings, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't have no big, elaborate wedding, you know what I'm saying? None of that. It's just, like I say, is that you got to decide that that's really what you want to do. And I think, even so bigger than marriage is family. It used to be a time when people was thinking about legacies, you know, what they was leaving, you know, leaving for their people and everything like this. You got to get back to thinking, you know, thinking on that level, trying to build. We got to build up, but the lady was saying earlier about the youth and what's going on with the youth and what the future is going to be like. The reason why you got baby mamas and baby daddies and all that kind of stuff is because we allow them to totally, overdose us with negativity. I'm a rapper, but rap music, movies, TV shows, all of that shit, you just overdose it, and people allow that to be acceptable. You know, if you're a parent and you got kids, don't allow your kids to start having boyfriends and girlfriends. In my house, I got a 21-year-old, an 18-year-old, and my daughter will be 15, and I got a 6-year-old. The rule in the house is nobody can have a boyfriend or a girlfriend until they were 16. And even at that stage, my older kids, I don't think they had sex until they was at least 18, 19 years old. Everybody, we got to slow shit down. Everything's moving too fast. You know,
exactly.
It's everybody is in a rush to have people grow up and have them moving at a faster pace, and you got to let your kids be kids. Just because they're 18 years old, they shouldn't have to leave your house. You start pushing them out like that, you're pushing them out there
exactly.
to the world. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? We got to go back to nurturing, you know, our kids. We got to raise our kids. If we start raising our kids, the shit that's going on right now, it'll stop with the next generation. But as long as we allow everybody else to raise our kids, you know, we allow the TV, we allow the news, we allow the people in the street, whoever it is, allow them to raise our kids. And as long as we don't have no compassion for the other people in our community, we got to start looking with a communal view at stuff. That's the only way we're going to fix it, because it's like it's a disease. And you might be able to keep your family away from the disease, but at some point they're going to interact with somebody that's got it. And if you're not trying to stop the disease, is gonna affect your family at some point in time. And that's all I would say is stop looking at marriages just being two people. It ain't two people. We gotta look at how other cultures doing it. You know, like if you go deal with, if it's some Indian people, Eastern Indians, those people get married, their families join together. You know what I'm saying? Like marriage ain't, in all cases, it's not going to work because some people ain't going to get along with their in-laws and stuff. But like I say, when you get married, like it affects a lot of people. Like when I got married, I didn't realize that shit was going to affect my kids. My wife had two sons when I met her. But us being together, it allowed, like, you know, the kids to have a foundation, something to build up on. And that'll affect, you know, when they have kids. You know what I'm saying? That affects the people around you. And that's what we all got to start seeing. It ain't just an individual thing. It's not just, you know, me and you, we getting married. Yeah, it's a very big thing. It's a communal thing. And the reason why marriages is falling apart is because our communities are falling apart. It's a direct result of the bigger picture. Marriage is a small part of something big. And, I mean, the whole community is falling apart, and that's why marriage is falling apart. We got to work on building ourselves back up. We got to stand up.
I got a question. Is this Ron, is this Tiny Chat? You be on Tiny Chat?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What is that?
You don't know what it is?
He was on that joke last night.
I thought it was somebody else.
Nah, I mean, if it's something about building, man, I want to get on it, you know?
Nah, because somebody made a video about weddings on Facebook, but I knew the guy from Tiny Chat also.
Like, oh, okay.
But, yeah, never mind. For real, I was like, wait a minute. Well, he do kind of sound like him. Just a voice. Yeah.
Yo, but you know, and you know, we put in basically the whole marriage situation to a close up now. But we talking about some new things that's going on. This is the new section of the show, the new. So our callers and our listeners tell us what's going on with them in their life. What's the new thing for them? What's the good thing? Some inspirational, or they got some inspirational thoughts for the rest of the week. Also some new things to let you guys know. There's a new thing called Google Wave. Google Wave is basically a new social network created by Google. You know, Google wants to do everything. You know, they own Blogspot and everything. Majority of everything is connected to Google. Also, we got Bing. Bing is a new search engine created by Microsoft. You know, and they're actually good also. So they're doing their thing. And I don't know if anybody knows about Google Voice. It's also an answering service connected to your phone or however you want to do. They give you a number. It's great to use. And also the new BlackBerry Tor, which I have, I'm a user of. It's excellent. Applications are wonderful. You can do multi applications on it, and it comes with 1 gig. So if you're a BlackBerry user, I suggest that you pick up the BlackBerry Tor and step your game up.
Make wallpapers and apps.
Yeah, and if you guys are interested in needing websites designed and things like that, you can holler at O. Tell them your information and stuff.
Yeah, I do make websites. You go to my website right now. As a matter of fact, it's not that hard. African Connect Inc. So AfricanConnectInc.com. I build websites, I do blogs, I do basically I'm a one-man.
He does everything under the sun, Give them your email address, man. Give them your address so they can get in contact with you on your Twitter, man.
All right. Actually, get in touch with me on Twitter. No, okay, ACI I got so much information, I don't know. ACI at AfricanConnectInc.com. You can get a hold of me through my website, so AfricanConnectInc.com. So, yeah, I do that.
That's what's up, man. So if you need vlogs or anything like that done, or if you need any media help or anything, holler at Diverse Media Group, LLC, which is one of our sponsors. It's www.DiverseMediaGroupLLC.com. Log on to the site. Contact them for your media exposure. Along with Strictly 1-1, they got a 21-city tour that's going down. So go to myperformancetour.com. Independent artists and models, log on. Caller from the New Jersey area, Q, What's the new for you? What's some new stuff going down for you, player?
Man, about another year, I'm going to be starting my own business. It's going to be New Jersey's largest laundromat, doing residential and commercial, customer pickup, customer drop-off, and everything, starting that up in the next year. And that's about it, you know.
Need a website? I'm your guy.
Well, I am going to need one. But that's not the main focus right now. Right now, I'm trying to lock down this building, this old supermarket. Like I said, it's going to be Jersey's largest laundromat, serving the tri-state area, New York, Jersey, Connecticut. You know, like I said, we're going to be doing laundry. We're going to have a restaurant in there, daycare center. It's going to be one of the largest laundromats in the state, and it's going to be out of this world, you know. Computer.
Well, that's what's up.
Go ahead. Yeah, so I'm looking to start that, you know. I'm looking for a spot now. Like I said, I'm looking for like an old supermarket that, you know, supermarkets shut down and like every day. You know, I'm just looking for the right location and everything.
That's a good look right there, man. More power to you. I hope all that works out for you, man, for real.
I just got the bank approval today for a cool $2 million. So I mean, now I'm getting on my grind and everything, and look for that location now.
That's what's up, Ronald. You know, what's the new for you? What's some new things? Since you're an artist, you know, some new projects, anything going down? Let us know what's cracking in ATL, man.
We got a lot going on. We got The Machine, which is a classic West Coast G-Funk. Got a lot of projects coming out from Renesy, your boy Black Ice, Jimmy Black, D. Ross, T. Spade. We got a mixtape coming out by the end of this month. Ronald Porter, we got the campaign CD available now, CD Baby, on my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Ronald Porter. I got I'm starting a nonprofit organization called the Brotherhood, which would be to connect brothers nationwide to, you know, be a positive influence on the community, to try to, like I said, to help build a strong black man to start off with, and then hopefully we can expand it to the sisterhood so that we can bring sisters in to help us, build up with the young ladies. I got a telecommunications company working on telephone lines and DSL called Extra Communications. We're right here in Atlanta right now, but we're trying to expand, you know, nationwide. And for everybody that has businesses that you need accounting or taxes done, tax season is coming up. We have Porter Financial Services. You can Google it. We take all your accounting and financial needs. So like I said, especially during tax season, we'll be looking to help you. We can beat any price that whatever company you deal with, we can beat their prices. So like I say, Porter Financial Services, The Machine, Extra Communications, The Brotherhood, and Ronald Porter Music, myspace.com/Ronald Porter.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Hopefully, Brotherhood.
I didn't hear you.
Ronald. When are you going to hold services for my man, AJ?
I didn't hear what you said. Who is AJ?
AJ, you know, the girl from Escape, Candy, Candice.
I think it's tomorrow or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I seen it on the news. I think it's tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, well, the Brotherhood, man, hopefully we could connect with Street Queens and Movement and do a convention, you know, get our young ladies and our young men, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, get them on track where they need to be, because they need that foundation, you know what I'm saying? They really need a lot of strong men to be, you know, supporting these young brothers, because a lot of them don't have that strong backing of a big brother or uncle or just a man figure in their life, you know, so
yeah,
that's a good
real.
Move right there. That's a good move right there. What's some new stuff for you? What's the new going down?
Right now, you know, just hiring people, trying to build up. So I'm trying to make it a like 1,000. I'm trying to get like to 1,000 employees right now. I'm up to like 35. So, you know, people that are struggling right now trying to make some money, I'm trying to get money to go to school and stuff too. I mean, when they work for me, then that's how they get the money so they can get themselves straight. So that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Hey, I need a job. What's up?
Go to my website. The information is there. But yeah, I just did a commercial, and it's on TV right now, like on BET and everything like that. It's actually the preview. It's on my website too, so y'all can look at that. And then what else I got going on? Well, my album is coming out in 2010, so I'm always in the studio. I was in the studio today, so working on that. And I'm also building a website for clients too. So if you see them on TV or anything, they wouldn't say my name, but yeah, I'm building websites for them. So that's what's new too. But yeah, I'm basically doing everything.
You're doing a lot of stuff.
That's why I stopped.
This dude does websites, everything. He's an artist. He does all kinds of stuff, man. I wonder when he gets time to sleep. When you get time to sleep, Ola?
There was this one. Well, like I went to, because I had a show in New York this one time. So after doing everything over here in Georgia, I went over there, met with the manager, had the show at this club. I can't even remember the name of the club. All I know is that I performed there. I didn't sleep for like 2 days because I was promoting in New York. Also, I was at the Independence Day, Nigerian Independence Day. And sometimes I'll be sleeping from 10, then I wake up at 9 a.m. Or sometimes I just stay up till like 3 a.m. constantly going on. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Oh, you off the hook, man. But I definitely got a lot of love for all the. We got a caller from the 347. Live in the building. What's cracking, 347? You're live on Street Queens, the movement. We were talking about the new. What's going on?
Peace, Queen. This is Lissette. What's going on?
Peace, Queen. What's up? Where you been at?
What? What's up, taking over,
girl?
Taking over the world, y'all.
What's up, man? Hey, this is our wonderful queen right here, Lissette. I'm talking about the Poetry Diva. That little poetry, man, she got it on lock in New York. She just finished doing an event, you know, sponsored by Street Queens and Two Mad Latinas and Streets Out Mine. Tell us about the event. How did it go?
Oh, man, it was off the hook. It took place October 1st at Game Day Bar and Grill in the Bronx. And this is basically my first time out as an event and coordinator and everything. And there was about 17 people that signed up for the open mic. We gave away a $100 cash prize. We're doing it again November 4th. In the Bronx on a Wednesday night. It was really, really cool, man. And at the end, we had four finalists. You know, it was two men and two women. So it was a battle of the sexes. And our girl Passion won. You got to check her out on, Gmail and Facebook and MySpace. She won the $100 cash prize. It was off the hook, man. It was nice. Check out the videos on my page. It's going to be myspace.com/streetsaremine. We're going to have our photos up soon. So, everything is pending. But it was hot, man. Yeah, I missed it.
Somebody's supposed to be sending us some pictures over here. Now I'm going to mention the menu.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Don't worry. I'm going to see the photos real soon.
Yo, the 7-7, I love this girl right here. She's definitely on her grind, and she definitely got some hot stuff going on with the Avon movement and everything. So if y'all ladies into the Avon or fellas, y'all want that Avon deodorant or that Avon cologne for the men, you know, she got that. And if you want that feet, that pedicure, you know, treatment, all that, she got that for you. You already know what it is. How they holler at you about the Avon, son?
If you give me a couple of dollars, I might give you a pedicure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I could use one of those.
Money's green, right? Money's green. So I'm playing. Talk to all day, every day.
Quarter financial
I have a pedicure
right
about
2 months. I need one right about now.
All right, take a number, buddy. Take a number.
Number 329.
Yeah, man. So that's the new, man. It's life is good, you know. That's what's up, man. We were talking about marriage and, you know, how people feel it's mandatory and maybe cultures put a lot of pressure. So we was talking about that earlier and stuff. Felicia, you back on the line with us, boo? Felicia?
Felicia eloped to Vegas. She went to get married.
Felicia went to Vegas to get married? Felicia?
She just eloped.
Oh, man. Okay. But, you know, we was talking about the new. My new is basically, guys, I got nominated for online radio show it's called I'm a 2009 nominee. It's Upper State Independent Awards. Basically I'm a link inside the chat room. So you guys go vote for me. Okay, oh, Lush Radio. Wow. Go vote for the pimp and vote for me. You know what I'm saying? So I go there and come back with that award.
Damn, Lush, you got the nation on lock.
Right?
You know? So, I mean, I want to thank everybody for their support, for supporting us, the ladies on, us ladies on Street Queens, the movement, Lush Radio, the regular shows, you know what I'm saying? Because without you guys, you know, we can't do stuff like that, you know? So, I got to definitely thank you guys for all your support and everything that you've done for us, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the whole movement. Felicia, you back with us? Felicia?
She bounced like a chick.
I don't know, man. She must be with Elvis Presley out there in Vegas.
Tell you, dog. She
but like I said, I got nominated. The show got nominated. I just want to just, you know, I'm honored, you know. And besides that, I got the BlackBerry tour, like I told y'all. So all y'all BlackBerry users, step your game up. You need to get the tour. It's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And if you do got a BlackBerry and you rock with me, you need to go ahead and give me your BlackBerry pin because it's easier for me to chat with you on there. You already know what it is. And besides that, what's new in the news? They said your man Sean is coming out, but even though he's coming out, he still got some more problems behind him. They trying to deport this dude. You know what I'm saying? So it's all kinds of craziness, man. You know, Sean already done did a bid for somebody else. We ain't going to mention no names, though, you know. But now he's coming out, and he still got to suffer. Your girl Chloe and your man, you know, they get married. Cleo, whatever, Chloe, whatever, it all sounds the same. You know, she got married. We wonder how long that's going to last. You already know. But, you know, it's a whole bunch of nonsense in the world. But, you know, we can't get stuck on it. We got to, and then I do employ everybody. A lot of y'all went to go see Zombieland. A lot of y'all went to go watch Pandorum and all this stuff. But y'all need to watch that Michael Moore movie. It's some real serious information, you know what I'm saying? He talked about 9/11, and he's talking about capitalism, you know what I'm saying?
There's a lot more stuff people don't know about that they need to know about. Like,
for real, to wake up. People need to start waking up. Use that third eye.
Like,
stop playing.
I can give you one word right now that people should look up. Just type in Illuminati.
Oof, watch out now.
Yeah, Illuminati, shoot. Tupac been talking about that, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Machiavelli in the house.
You know what I'm
saying?
Y'all need to understand the truth. What do we have here now? Do you want to ride it up? But you know what I'm saying? Illuminati, the Zygus, y'all need to really look it up because it's...
Is it Illuminati or Illuminati? I thought it was Illuminati.
You got to check out the Obama...
Deception.
Jesus.
There's another one, too, though. I think it's called Endgame or something like that. That's a good one, too.
Chris Brown.
But you know what, Lush? I think we need to touch that topic lightly. Like, we need to really dedicate a show to that underground stuff that's going on. People need to wake up.
Yeah, because
you know, we touch on it, you know, bit by bit, you know how America is, you know, you got to feed them slowly, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they feel like they get overwhelmed when you attack them with full blast, you know?
Yeah. When you speak your mind, you're considered a terrorist, so you got to be careful.
You know. Who knows? One time I was talking about it, shoot, a 188 number called into the show. I was scared as hell.
188 number called you and said you were scared as hell?
Yeah, I was like, because I've never had a 188 number call into the show. Like, I mean, it was like real suspect. Like, we just started talking about, as soon as we started talking about some guy, 188 showed up like, yo, everybody be quiet, yo, shut up. So it's real talk. Like America really needs to wake up. We might talk
about
that.
Not only America though. It's happening there. Like everywhere, everybody's getting together and they trying to make this new world order. So like everybody needs to wake up.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing about it is people overseas already know what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
We're the only people that sit here and live this systematic life thinking that everything is okay and nobody, everybody, you know, we're going to make it the next day. We don't sit here and realize that the dollar gets its value by circulation through the United States of America. Because for real, pretender means that it's backed by nothing. So with all kinds of things that's going on. And then they ask AIG, where's our money? For real, to this day, nobody has asked AIG, where are these people that paid all this retirement money? Are they going to get covered? No. These people, on top of that, the government gave them more money, and then they went out to spas. What kind of slap in the face is that to the American people who spent their money, you know what I'm saying, so they can cover themselves when they retire? What's up, yo?
See, I was doing some work down in Florida. It was an old dude. He was from like Greece or somewhere, and he was asking me some questions and stuff. And he was like, "Man," he said, "you know, people in America should be upset about what's going on." And I was like, "Yeah, I know." He was like, "He said, you know what would happen in Europe if this was going on?" And I was like, "No." Nah. He's like, "It would be a revolution." He was like, the people wouldn't stand for it." But the thing is that too is like, we live in, like you were saying, we live in a real fake society. Like, people better start tuning in to the world news and see, like, what everybody else outside of America is thinking. Like, Americans got real closed minds. Like, we don't think with a world view. We only think about, what we see in front of us. But it's all kind of stuff going on outside the world.
It sure is. And I think that the Mexican people need to stand up and stop buying American products out in Mexico also.
Yeah.
Because they take advantage, and the whole drug situation out there is really, really serious right now. Really serious.
Right.
And the thing is that, you know, our government has something to do with it.
That's real talk, man.
That's a whole
show about this, man. Calling from the 917. We wrapping up the show, but, you know, we started talking about what's really going on in America, which will be actually part one. You know, we got the semi-introduction of it. But 917, you're live on Street Queens, The Movement. What's cracking? 917?
All right, as that person's coming in, I'm about to bounce because I got to go promote and stuff, so...
Okay, go do what you gotta do, Pimpin.
It was nice.
We enjoyed having you on the show, though, Ola.
Thank you for having me, and I gotta leave a word. Y'all check out my website, AfricanConnectInc.com, AfricanConnectInc.com. And, yeah, once again, thank you. And I am
no problem.
Peace.
No problem. That's what's up, man. And we wrapping it up. Caller from the 917 once again. You're live on Street Queens, The Movement. I guess you're listening then, okay.
I think 917 eloped with Felicia.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But let me see if Felicia is still on the line over there. Felicia, you there? Felicia? Her
Vegas,
phone over
baby.
I guess she is in Vegas, man. I hope she lets us know when she elopes, you know, what's good, you know.
Bring back some pictures. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hopefully we'll have Passion on the show so we can spotlight her for being that winner, you know, for the
$100. I spoke to her today. I spoke to her today, so most likely next Thursday she's going to be calling in. I'm hooking everything up right now. I'm trying to get some pictures up, you know. It was really, really nice. Everybody needs to come out November 4th, man. We're doing it big. Nobody in New York is giving away a $100 cash prize. So, you know, people need to really come out and support that. It's a recession special. Stop playing.
that's real tough right there. So y'all need to go get the support.
That's what I need to check out because, like I said, I'm right here in the brick. So, I mean, I'll definitely find that out. You said the next one is, what, November 4th?
November 4th. I'm going to be blasting it all over Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and all that good stuff.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Because, I mean, I like to check stuff out like that, you know.
Yeah, y'all need to check that out. And don't remember, if y'all guys are in the ATL, I know Rondo was going down there. It's the BET Hip Hop Awards. Even though it's overrated, but, you know, hey, you know. you know. It's going down this weekend, and also Morgan State Homecoming also. So you can either party like that, and then next week you got Howard Homecoming. So decide where you want to party at. And Jagged Edge is signing to Slip and Slide Records. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of stuff going down. So check for it. Parties all over the place in ATL, man. Hey, Ron, you going out there, man?
I don't really mess with that, man. I try to keep a low profile.
Hey, man, you know, it's a whole bunch of nonsense going out there. But, you know, shout out to them cats just out there. But, you know, hey, I think after last year's joint, I think a lot of people was like, you know, yeah, whatever.
Yep.
You know, but ain't that the same time when Cat Williams ain't show up and
yep.
He was losing? Yep. Yeah. Shout out to Cat Williams, dog. You know, don't be walking around in robes and stuff no more, man. But, you know. Shout out to Cat Williams and stuff, man, for real. But real talk, it was fun, man. Y'all need to log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Support the ladies. Also support the Alliance Female Movement. They're basically doing a tour of this mixtape in regards to supporting females in the game. Also, you guys need to log on to www.hiphopsisters.ning.com. That's hosted by MC Light. You know MC Light. You know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. It's a female movement. They got young and old, and they employ the men to come and join also. And people respond fast also. So log on to there. Also log on to www.lushradioonline.com. And also log on to Streets Are Mine. You know what I'm saying? Log on there and go over there and support that whole movement. She does search for every block, your hood, from this hood to that hood, to your country, to bags, to any type of thing you need promotionally she can do for you. Holler at your girl, you know what I'm saying? And she got that Avon for you. You need that makeover, holler at
your girl. Money's free, money's
free. She can make a Oompa Loompa look like a goddess. Holler at her. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta thank you, Ron, for, you know what I'm saying, for giving your advice, you know what I'm saying, being married and everything. And I wish nothing but success in your marriage. And you know, you gotta stay positive and stay blessed, you know what I'm saying, and what you're doing, for real, man.
Hello?
Ron, you heard what I said? Oh, Ron was cooking chicken and stuff over there, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I heard what you said. I want to thank you, too, for putting the show on and invite me in because what you do, it really, you know, it's really what needs to be done right now, broadcasting real issues and opening up discussions so, you know, so we can, you know, break down a lot of the issues and try to build up on it.
That's what's up, man. I love you, Ronald, man. I'm giving you an imaginary hug right now. For real. And I want to thank you, Q, also for coming through, man, you know, representing the Bricks, Jersey area, Jersey in the building, you know what I'm saying, and coming and sharing your thoughts with us on Street Queens Movement.
For sure, no doubt.
So that's what's up, man. And Felicia Sabree, I don't know if she, if she's back, if she's eloped or whatever. You go to Vegas, Felicia? Felicia, you there?
Felicia's in Vegas, baby.
Felicia forgot that we was on the other line. She having another phone call somewhere. Call her from the 917. You there? Call her from the 917.
Call her from the 917 is sitting right next to me. I just found out.
Oh, man.
Supporting the move from the DL.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, crazy. Y'all know that. Wow.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always a blessing to have our Street Queens live on the line. Felicia Sabree, the set. You know what I'm saying? Support her movement with Streets Are Mine and everything, and also support E2K Magazine. Shout out to our other queen, Emma E2K Magazine. She's definitely taking care of being a good mother, supporting her children. E2K Magazine online.com. Also, CG Michelle, wonderful, beautiful young lady, doing her thing, man. Support these ladies in their movement, man. It's not a game, man. Without your support, we can't do what we do, man. We're here to shine light on what's really going on in the world. We got to wake up, America. Same time, same place, 8 o'clock, Thursday. You never know what we're going to talk about, but it's going to be real. So step your game up, man. Get that BlackBerry tour. I'll ask your girl. They're not paying me to say this, but
they should, man. Recession special.
For real. Recession special, for real.
Hey, you're going to make me drop my AT&T and go to BlackBerry.
You hear that? Pay me now. I'm expecting a check in the mail. Holla at me. Recession prices. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying? But you know what, people? Y'all need to keep winning no matter what. No matter anybody try to hold you down or take your shine away from you, don't allow nobody to do that to you, because you know what? Life is life and love is love, and we need to show love, and we need to wake up, America, and you got to keep winning. No matter if you feel like it's a bad day, you can always make it a good day, man, and keep winning. And we out. Street Queens, the movement, and we love you. Mwah.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now. Love for dead, bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop.